Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, May 24th. Grey Bruce OPP have laid charges in relation to a high-value theft in Springmount. OPP say back on November 27, 2021, the theft was reported from a business on Shane Street in the Springmount Business Park in Georgian Bluffs. On May 5th, the Grey Bruce Major Crime Unit recovered stolen items valued at about $156,000. Those items included several paintings, an e-bike, a bar fridge, and some TVs, among other items. On the 18th of May, they arrested and charged a 42-year-old Owen Sound woman with possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000 and possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000, as well as failing to comply with a probation order. The director of the province's Special Investigations Unit has terminated an investigation into the arrest last month of a 57-year-old woman in Owen Sound. A release from SIU Director Joseph Martino says on April 3rd, the woman was arrested by Owen Sound police on an outstanding warrant. The day after her release, the woman told a police officer she suffered a broken left leg while she had been in police custody. The SIU says a review of the woman's medical records established that she did not sustain any fractures and the file has been closed. The SIU is an independent government agency that investigates the conduct of officials that may have resulted in death, serious injury, sexual assault, or the discharge of a firearm at a person. As many as 14 children have reportedly been killed in a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. The school district says an attacker opened fire on the school campus. One teacher was also killed. Two police officers were injured. The 18-year-old shooter is dead, reportedly shot by police. They say he also shot his grandmother. On the provincial election campaign trail today, Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca says his party would go after elite land speculators sitting on land with a use-it-or-lose-it tax, double the pace of home building and build 1.5 million new homes. He says he would also make public land available to first-time homebuyers. Progressive Conservative Doug Ford says his party has an $86 billion 10-year transportation plan that includes roads, highways, bridges, and transit, including Highway 413, the Bradford Bypass, Ontario Line, expanding GO Train service, and restoring Northlander passenger rail. NDP leader Andrea Horvath talked about long-term care, saying her party would remove what she calls the current Ford government's protections of for-profit companies from being sued by families. She wants to deny applications for further contracts for for-profit companies and build a justice fund to help families go through the legal process. The election is set for June 2nd. The sesquicentennial mural on the Shoppers Clothing building in Owen Sound is going to be decommissioned for a future replacement. It was installed in the downtown in 2007. Over 350 photos of residents from Owen Sound make up the mural. It has since experienced wear and deterioration. Plans for a redesigned mural will be brought to the city's Community Services Committee later this year. In sports, Canada downed Finland 7-1 this afternoon at the World Hockey Championship. In Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, in the East, the Rangers host Carolina. The Hurricanes lead the best of seven 2-1. And in the Battle of Alberta, Calgary is at Edmonton tonight with the Oilers leading 2-1. There's action in the NBA West Final as Golden State looks to complete a four-game sweep when they meet with the Mavericks in Dallas. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays conclude a mini-series at St. Louis against the Cardinals tonight. The Jays lost 7-3 last night in the first of the two-game set. The Owen Sound Bay Sox will have their home opener tomorrow night when they meet Mansfield at Tom Williams Park. There are three games tonight in Junior B lacrosse. Tomorrow night, the Owen Sound Junior North Stars are at Guelph. And in Senior lacrosse, the Bug Juice North Stars will play their home opener Saturday night against Six Nations and then go against Clearview on Sunday night. You can always find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.